This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sounds of sirens in Ashkelon, Israel overnight as Palestinian militants fired rockets toward Jerusalem, further escalating the most violent confrontation in months between Israel and militants in the Gaza Strip. There was no immediate report of casualties on either side as foreign mediators pressed ahead with efforts to reach a ceasefire. The past few days of fighting have killed 31 Palestinians in Gaza and one man in central Israel. Aid groups struggling to cope with the sudden influx of Sudanese refugees say they will have to stop aid in Chad altogether this month if they do not receive more funding, as Henry Wilkins reports from Kufran.
Will Carter is the Norwegian Refugee Council country director for Sudan.
It's a real risk, to be honest, and the regional refugee crisis is only just starting. But this is a hugely vulnerable region. The outflow of people is just one aspect of really a destabilizing situation for the whole region that Sudan is in some ways in the middle of. So we're very worried.
Aid groups say they fear the instability could spread to Chad and other neighboring countries. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Kufrun, Chad.
A Pakistani court ordered former Prime Minister Imran Khan's release on bail for 2 weeks, his lawyers said on Friday, after his arrest ignited deadly protest and a tussle with the military. The arrest, which the Supreme Court ruled invalid and unlawful a day earlier, has fueled instability in the nation of 220 million at a time of economic crisis, with record inflation, economic growth, and delayed IMF funding. This is VOA News. The emergency health order used during the pandemic at the U.S.-Mexico border to quickly expel migrants back to Mexico or their home countries has ended. VOA's immigration correspondent Aline Barros reports.
The Biden administration announced new asylum restrictions, but people like Priscilla Horta, who is an immigration lawyer in Brownsville, Texas, have been crossing the border into Matamoros, Mexico every week to explain to migrants the process they're about to face.
If you enter under any other circumstance besides the app or a pre-scheduled appointment, you will not be considered eligible for asylum.
Horta is advising migrants to use the CBP One app to secure an appointment and letting them know that if they cross without authorization, they will be removed immediately. Aline Barros, VOA News, Brownsville, Texas.
Ukrainian forces have advanced by about 2 kilometers around the eastern city of Bakhmut this week and have not given up any positions there in that time, Ukraine's deputy defense minister said on Friday. But she appeared to play down suggestions that Ukraine had already started a much-anticipated counteroffensive and urged Ukrainians to disregard what she described as Russian disinformation about the situation in and around Bakhmut. The Eurovision Song Contest has barred Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky from addressing the final of the Pan-Continental Music Competition. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Zelensky had been expected to use a video address on Saturday to urge the world continue its support for Ukraine's fight to repel Russian invasion. Now, the European Broadcasting Union says letting Zelensky participate would breach the non-political nature of the event. Overtly political lyrics, signs and symbols are banned at Eurovision, but politics can't be shut out entirely. Russia was banned from the contest after it had invaded Ukraine last year. Last year's contest was won by Ukraine, and the UK has now stepped in to host on its behalf. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said there was still uncertainty about exactly when Treasury would run out of cash to pay the U.S. government's debts, but she would keep Congress apprised of any change in the date, which would come as early as June 1st. Yellen told Bloomberg TV she would meet with senior Wall Street bankers on the federal debt ceiling next week, and she viewed it as appropriate for them to speak out about how the debate over the debt limit was affecting the U.S. economy. Speaking on the sidelines of a meeting of finance officials from the Group of Seven rich nations in Japan, Yellen reiterated that failure by Congress would result in economic and financial catastrophe. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.